which got me into a little bit of trouble.
That's not even funny.
Can't believe we came up with a whole episode, pretty much.
I'd be like, all right, I got 10 minutes. And I'd run to the computer, fucking pull my pants down.
The fire is dying.
I can't even say it. So stupid.
Mr. Yorick!
Welcome to the But You're Wrong podcast. I'm Greg DiNicola.
I'm Keith Padilla.
We now join the But You're Wrong podcast, already in progress.
You looked over your shoulder and began to run, and I leapt like a gazelle after you.
That's good. I like that.
I ripped at your beater shirt, and then you sprayed me in the face with pepper spray.
But I liked it.
Is this you?
Sorry, it's not.
Son of a bitch.
Hold on. Turn down the Celtics. Okay.
Got the fucking TV on.
I'm sorry, I was watching the Celtics. Anyways.
that Allen Iverson is a piece of shit. Does he even still play?
No,
I don't know.
He doesn't.
My first poll was Dr. J, so...
Yeah, you're really dating yourself there.
I've always wanted to date a really tall guy.
Well, then Allen Iverson really wouldn't be a good choice.
It'd be like fucking a midget, because I'm a freak.
I was going to say, Allen Iverson's pretty short.
God damn it.
You know what's a great story about Allen Iverson? Allen Iverson had many problems, as we know, but one of his biggest problems was he's an alcoholic. Mm-hmm. And one great story I was watching on TV, and his wife was having a baby, and it was her due date, or like she went into labor or whatever. And I think it was 9:30, 10 in the morning. And she's like, oh, my God. She's like, I just my water broke. Like, we need to go to the hospital. He was too shit-faced to drive her to the hospital.
Wow.
To go have the baby. Yeah. Like, wow. That's pretty bad. When you're too hammered to drive at 9:30 in the morning.
That's really, yeah.
Yeah, but, yeah, and it's like a good representation for his entire life. It's just like, you know, it's just, he's in a good spot, he's got a wife, they're having a kid, and he just fucks it up because he's an idiot.
So, but somehow they figured out how to deliver the kid,
I'm sure they had someone drive them, I mean, yeah. He had the money.
They could call, what's that thing called, an ambulance.
An oops?
Yeah. Oh, they... Well, no, they wouldn't call an oops.
I don't think that the oops exist back then. But, you know.
Yeah, they definitely didn't call an oops. And who the fuck calls it an oops, by the way?
Because I call everything like... You know why I call it something like the oops?
Because you sound like a jackass?
No, because I call everything... I like to... You know where it really stems from is Justin Bieber, the Biebs.
Oh, so you've decided to model your life after Justin Bieber?
No, that's not even kind of true.
You're just like, hey, he goes by the Biebs, right, I'm going to call myself the Griggs.
I'll throw this out there right now. Would you not trade place with the Biebs?
I would trade place with the Biebs.
Of course you would. Well, I want to model myself after the Biebs. The Biebs is stupid rich. He has sex with really beautiful women. He does whatever he wants. And I saw the picture of his dick. It's pretty big. So I would trade
place with the Biebs. Are we sure that's legit, though?
Yeah, because I think he, sued to take it down.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Did he win?
I don't know.
Or can I Google it right now?
I saw his dick, and it was, I mean, it was a pretty good dick. Like, bigger than I figured he would have.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I would take that dick. Like, for my own.
Oh, okay.
No. I'm saying as my own. Like, if I were to, like, pop mine off and replace it with his, I'd take it.
If there was some kind of a world where you could swap dicks with the Biebs, you're saying you would do that, not you would accept his dick into your body.
No. No, I would not accept his dick into my body, but okay. I would trade mine for his.
You would accept it as part of your body, but not into your body.
Sure.
Okay. That's less weird, so I guess that's okay.
Well, I'm glad you, I don't even say you approve of it.
I'm not sure I do either, but, I mean, I guess. It kind of makes sense.
Yeah. Anyways, I'm just looking out for myself, Keith.
Well, that's the first person you should look out for.
Yeah, looking out for number one.
Second person you should look out for, Jesus. Because sometimes he's carrying you, and sometimes he's going to need a little water when he does.
Oh, you mean like the footprints in the sand thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Why is there no footprints?
Yeah, he's carrying you.
When I was carrying you.
Yeah, but he's going to need to rest, you know. You might have to say, hey, geez, put me down.
I mean, I
Hey, Zeus, you take a five.
I'm not religious. I like Jesus as a concept, certainly. Okay. I would say my number two has got to be Cosmo, but, you know, JC's probably a little bit behind him.
Oh, Mr. Look at this. I don't have to look out for Jesus.
I didn't say that, but I got to look out for Cosmo.
Yeah, you do.
Cosmo is my main man. I mean, he's like basically my best friend. So, I mean, what am I going to do? Like, we share a bed.
Okay. All right.
You know, like, I got to look out for him.
No, I'm not saying you're wrong.
All right. Just making sure.
I'm just saying Jesus is watching. That's all I'm saying.
That's fine. That's fine. I put Cosmo on the floor when I J.O.
Okay, good.
Because that would be weird.
And what does Cosmo do when that happens? Is he like, oh, God, he's at it again?
I don't know. I mean, he's typically leaves me alone, which is nice.
He learned, like, oh, that's his private time?
That's Greg's, yeah, that's alone time.
Does he call you Greg, you think? Or does he, like, the human, or, like, does he have a name for you? Does he know that your name is Greg?
I don't know. I have no idea. I mean, I have so many different names for Cosmo that I bet he's got – he might have a couple for me. I don't know.
Mook is probably one of them.
Mook, yeah. I mean, I've probably got like 20 different names for Cosmo. So I hope that he's at least two for me.
What if you find out that he has near a zero? Like he just doesn't have any.
Yeah, I don't know.
Would you be offended by that?
I'd be okay if you just call me Dad.
Okay. Okay, but, like, he doesn't even call you that.
Well, he doesn't... Well, he doesn't call me anything.
But, like, in his head. Like, let's say tomorrow, Cosmo gets the ability to speak. And it's real awkward, because he has to go out for a walk. But he's like, hey, sir. And he's like trying to get your attention. It's like when you meet a friend's mom and you're not quite sure if they're new school or old school, so you don't know whether they should go by first name or last name.
Or last name. Yeah.
And like,
yo, Mrs. Badela or something.
Yeah, and like, you know, like you're training as a child, it's like you gotta call them by their last name. But they're just like, oh, hi, I'm Martha. And you're just like, oh, my God, I don't feel right saying this. So you have that awkward moment where you're just like, hey, there's really good chicken here.
Yeah. Is this shake and bake?
Thanks for making this chicken over here, you old so-and-so. And then in your mind, you're just like,
you old so-and-so. Yeah.
In your mind, you're just like, totally nailed it.
yeah, no, I mean,
what's wrong with old so-and-so?
No, it's good. No, I like it. It's okay. No, I enjoy that. I'm just saying it's probably not the best way to go in that actual situation.
Yo, so-and-so.
I would, if whatever Cosmo calls me, I hope I would accept, Dad would be good. He can just call me, friend.
Friend, okay.
Yeah, friend's okay.
Buddy,
something like that.
Pal.
Yeah, it's okay.
Dude-a-reno.
Yeah, I would accept that too.
His dude.
Any form of dude, I would accept.
Okay.
Because I call him dude, so.
Okay.
I don't know, but yeah, that's weird. I never really thought of what a dog would think of you, like as like what your.
Like name wise,
what your name would be, or I don't even know if they really think like that. But if they do, I wonder what it would be. It'd be interesting. I mean, he's not stupid, like for a dog. Like he's smart for a dog, but all dogs are kind of, you know,
yeah,
not that bright. Yeah, what are you gonna do? So, how's it going?
It's going pretty good. Pretty,
yeah. Pretty growl.
Pretty.
You gonna say good? And then you I was gonna say go well, and say growl.
Yeah, exactly. That's 100% what just happened.
I know. No, I do it. I do the same thing.
Yeah. No, things are pretty growl.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. Anything? Anything in particular making it growl?
No, not really.
Just more of like a content thing at the moment. Just like things are okay and. In different facets.
More of like I'm good in general.
That's good.
I could complain about shit. Am I going to? Nah.
Yeah.
You know.
That's the thing. No, I mean I'm good. I'm good.
Okay.
You know, I mean nothing earth shattering, but okay. Nothing bad either.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm all right.
Are you Grell?
Yeah, I'm doing growl.
Okay, you growling?
Yeah, I'm growling. Like Magellan.
Nice. Excellent. And that's been, but you're wrong.
Oh. Give me a second, kid.
Oh, God.
YOLO.
Sir?
YOLO.
Sorry.
It's all right.
I had to go flick my bean real quick.
Suck.
I squirted all over the shower.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I'd have to use some of those scrubbing bubbles to get it off. Those little cartoon bubbles are not going to be happy when they smell that.
They work hard so you don't have to.
Stop squirting. They work hard so I can
just stop already.
Enough.
I don't know why I did the voice. I can't not do the voice. It's fucking ridiculous. I answer you in the voice. I talk about her in the voice.
They work hard so I don't. No, wait, I did it backwards, too. Yeah.
Fuck. See? It's so hard.
They work hard, so I don't have to.
They just pan to the bubbles, and it just goes, kill yourself. Kill yourself.
What do you mean?
Just drink us. Die.
Just drink us.
I'm assuming that would kill you.
Oh no! I mean it certainly wouldn't be good.
I mean, it might take a lot for a thing of her size, but.
Well, I was gonna say, like, it might not kill someone of her stature.
Yeah.
But it would certainly not be good.
Right.
Like a smaller person? Oh yeah, they'd be probably dead. Yeah. It's like when you ever hear of anyone drinking Drano?
Yeah, I hear it's not good.
Yeah, it's not.
It like liquefies your insides or something.
Yeah, basically. Like it was someone on, how were they, like Maury or something, and this maniac like drank Drano to kill himself. And somehow he survived, and they brought him to the hospital or whatever. Basically, what they ended up doing is, like, attaching his esophagus to his fucking lower intestine.
I think I've heard this before.
Yeah, so...
I always thought it was made up shit that my health teacher told me, though.
No. So, basically, he just, like, eats and it just, like, comes out. Like, I don't understand how he's still alive. But now he, like, goes around and, like, tells people about how they...
should not kill themselves.
How they should not kill themselves. And I'm like, if anyone should be a good example of why you should kill yourself, it's you. Because, like, why would you want to live?
Kids, like, remember, if you're going to kill yourself, just use a gun. Don't drink Drano.
Yeah, like, just do it right. Like, what are you, stupid? Like, you drink Drano? Like, you couldn't have, like, gone... I mean, even if you don't have a gun, like, there's got to be a good way to kill yourself.
You couldn't, like, just try to get hit by a car. You couldn't just, like, try
jumps off something really high.
Yeah, you couldn't tie a rock to you or something. Like, you thought Drano was going to be the least painful way to die?
I mean, it's like the thing, like, they always say, like, not to get, like, off on, like, a tangent, but they're like, oh, well, you know, people that own guns, if they commit suicide, that's the most likely way they do it. Well, of course. Like, you have, like, a device in your closet that is used for killing. Like, if you're going to kill yourself, you're probably going to go that way. Yeah. Like, why would I go through with something that's a lot less certain?
I bet for people that are on pills, the most likely way for them to kill themselves is with pills.
Is with pills. Exactly. Like, I always laugh when people are like, well, you know, people are more likely to kill themselves by gun if they own guns. I'm like, well... yeah, like, wouldn't you?
They're still gonna kill themselves if they want to.
Right, exactly. Like, if I were so inclined to kill myself, I think I would know what I would do.
Yeah.
You know? Not to be all morbid about it, but I always found that interesting. But it
like brings an up... electrician is probably gonna do it.
electricity.
A rope manufacturer, probably going to hang themselves.
And by electricianist, you mean electrician?
Yes. And if you're David Carradine, it's going to be with a belt in Thailand.
Yeah. But yeah. I mean, fucking Drano guy, like, you're a perfect example of why you need to off yourself. Like, I'd get to the point where he's at and then be like, wow, now I really need to kill myself.
Yeah. But
you know what? Maybe, I don't
so
know.
So does he have to eat baby food or something? Like, how does he digest properly?
I got to imagine that he has to probably be put on all sorts of, like supplement. Like, there, he's, I don't think that there's really any way for him to, like, process, like, you know, like digestion and stuff. Like, I don't think he can do it. So I got to imagine that he's got to be, like, fed by machines or something. I don't know. I really have no idea how this guy operates, but it can't be good. I mean, it sounds brutal.
It does sound pretty bad.
I mean, drinking Drano sounds pretty brutal, too. So I would avoid that.
It does. Yeah, no, it seems like a real thing. I just wanted to check that out real quick.
You look it up.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What about the Drano guy?
Yep.
He should probably do an ad. You know, he'd be like, you know what? If it could eat out my insides, then it could probably clear a fucking pipe.
Oh,
like,
God.
All the hair and gunk that you got in your thing, that's nothing compared to my fucking stomach. Yeah.
Have you seen the liver? It's terrible. But, okay, so did it just eat away, You know what? I don't even want to go down this. This is just gross.
Yeah, it's probably that's probably a rabbit hole we don't need to go down.
I don't want to.
Because you know what? The further we go down it, the less entertaining it's going to be to us and whoever is bothered to listen to this point.
Yes, yes, yes. Moving on.
Moving right along.
I have a. Oh, I had a random question for you that I may cut out just because. What are your thoughts on the new Fallout game? You getting it?
I will be getting it.
You think you're waiting a little bit?
I'm going to wait, not because I don't want it. I do really want it. It looks awesome, but I don't have enough time right now to play it.
That's my concern as well.
I think it's going to be a Christmas game. I think I'm going to get it around Christmas, and I have a little bit of time I'm taking off anyways, so I'll be able to like take a good bite into it. The other thing with that is I did pre-order and I'm getting Battlefront. Next week. And the reason why I decided on getting that over Fallout was because it is multiplayer, because, you know, a lot of our friends are going to have it. Mm-hmm. So it's something I can play online. I can play with all the guys. You know, if I am going to devote even just a small amount of time to video games every week, I can do that. And then Fallout, maybe when I have more time, especially like when winter sets in, mm-hmm. you know, like Christmas, okay. And then once you get to like January, February, like I'm not going to be going out that much.
Yeah.
Like I'll obviously have a lot more time for video games. So that'll be a better time for Fallout.
You, see, now you got me thinking, cause I was debating about getting Battlefront as well.
I mean, I'm going to be on there. Andrew, Hawko, Jeremy, Dan, probably a couple other people we know. So.
Damn, I might have to get it.
I mean, I gotta tell you, you should, but, I mean, we're gonna be on there, and I'm probably gonna be playing that for a while, so.
Is it all multiplayer?
Yes.
Okay, so there's no, like, single player or anything?
I think there's, like.
Is it like a Destiny kind of thing, or is it like a.
It's basically Battlefield.
Okay.
You know Battlefield. It's basically that. Like the actually it's made by the same people. DICE, who makes all those games, they made this.
Okay.
So I mean it's basically like huge immersive battles with like 40 people per battle. But also, I guess there's other modes, too. Like, there's a horde mode, like, where, like, just you and, like, three of your friends will, like, fight the waves of guys and stuff like that. So, like, there's a few different modes, but it's basically, it's all online.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I love a good single-player game. I really do. Like, I love a good story and all that. And I wish this had a campaign as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like if I'm gonna play a game a decent amount, like, that'll probably be worth it.
See, my thing is, I like a good game that's a mix of both. Where, like, I can do shit on my own, but then also go online and stuff.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. You know what? I'll. Do we have any reviews of it yet? Has anybody actually reviewed it?
Well, I know people that have played the, like, because they released, like, the beta test thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I heard nothing but good stuff about it.
Okay.
But I don't know if there's any actual reviews yet.
Okay. I don't know, I may end up getting it. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll be in touch, and we'll, it comes out next week?
I think it's next Tuesday, yeah. So.
Oh, well, I won't be able to play it first day anyway.
Yeah, you'd be in Bama.
Yeah, Bama.
Yeah, I mean, I probably won't be playing it too much next week. I would say by next weekend. And then the following week is
Thanksgiving.
I took Wednesday off. I got obviously Thursday, and then I got Friday off. So like I have a good chunk of time that I know I can invest into it.
Maybe after you play it a little bit, let me know, and then maybe I'll dive in.
I mean, it looks very good. It's just, I guess it's whether or not it's fitting to your tastes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Star Wars. I know that's going to fit to you, but...
It might be a little... I feel like it's something that I could potentially get bored with very fast.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you're saying. I don't know. I mean, I really liked Battlefield. But one thing about Battlefield is that I thought that I played, was it three? Yeah, three. It was for 360. I thought that the campaign was actually very good. Like, I enjoyed playing the single player campaign a lot. Now, I played a lot of the online too. So I was a little disappointed when I found out that there was no campaign for this game, but...
Yeah, like, it's a little disappointing.
Like, I don't even need it to be, like, I don't even need it to have a good story or anything. I mean, it's a shooter. Like, give me some good gameplay, give me some strategy.
You're talking about Battlefield 4, right?
I'm actually talking about 3, because this was for 360. I didn't get 4.
4 was for 360, too.
Was it? That might have been the tail end of the generation. That might have been that. Yeah, I think maybe it came out like the very end of the 360's lifespan.
Yeah, it was 2013.
Okay,
we didn't play 4 online. 2000.
I thought we played 3.
Maybe we did.
I thought we played Battlefield 3.
Oh, you know what? We did, and then 4 was 4. I got because my brother gave it to me.
Okay.
And that's how I ended up with 4. And 4 wasn't the
online glitchy as shit, like it didn't work?
I don't remember exactly. I think you might be right, though. Because I feel like I didn't really play it, and I just played the campaign. I was like, this was kind of stupid, but it was okay.
Yeah, because I remember thinking, okay, I really liked 3. Maybe I'll get 4. And then I heard that the online was, like, all jammed up. And, like, they released it, like, before they should have or something. So I never got it. But I definitely liked 3. Yeah. It's the same guys that are doing it. So,
yeah. I don't know. We'll discuss this more at some point. But maybe I'll think about getting Battlefield. The problem is, it's just like I got to drop $60 for a game. And like, am I gonna play it that much? I don't know. Like, is it gonna get repetitive? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, is it going to get repetitive? Yeah. The real test is it's a shooter, so obviously yes, it is going to get repetitive. Is the gameplay good enough that it doesn't matter? And that's where it really comes into. Like, of course it's going to be repetitive, but like,
well, yeah, the real question is how quickly am I going to get bored with it?
That's it. Like, is the gameplay so good that it doesn't matter?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it is. I don't know. I don't know that yet.
Okay.
I'm hoping. I certainly hope it's, you know. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, like with a Battlefield game, like, there's a lot of vehicles. You know, like, the you can fly, you know, you're flying TIE fighters, X-Wings, you're using walkers.
Yeah, and that part is probably gonna be really cool.
Yeah, and I mean, like, you're on teams, you're working together, like, you know, and you're on Endor, you're on fucking Tatooine, you're on Hoth. Like, I mean, nostalgia is gonna add into it too. Like, yeah. It's not just like levels that, you know, it's just like, okay, this level is made for, you know. This is a cool level. Like, this is a cool level that you love from your childhood, too.
Yeah. And actually, now that I work a more 9-to-5 or occasionally 9-to-9 job, though, my schedule for playing will probably match up more to what you guys would be doing.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
something to think about.
Well, I mean, I'm going to get it. I pre-ordered it. I'm probably grabbing it next Tuesday. No, I'll let you know. I mean, I steered you wrong with Destiny. I know that. But
well, a lot of people steered me wrong with Destiny.
Yeah. I mean, I know I did too.
A lot of people are still on board with Destiny, and I I had a lot of fun playing Destiny, but then I got to the end and I was like, "I don't really Here's the thing. If there was a story to it, that like, and we've talked about this before. If there's a story to it where I was like, holy shit, like, I gotta know what's going on, I'd be like, I'm getting the expansions. Definitely.
Yeah. No,
but
I know.
But it didn't grab me, and I was just kind of like, all right.
Like, the gameplay was good. It just, yeah, just the game, didn't
care. The game was a lot of fun. Like, and I didn't mind. That's one where it got repetitive, but I didn't necessarily mind because I was kind of having fun. But like, it didn't have a storyline enough to make me go, I'm gonna now drop $40 on these expansion packs, and then drop another $50 later on you know, on more. I just, because I didn't really understand what was happening in the first game.
No, I know. I felt no, I felt no reason to invest more in that game after. Yeah. After what happened, after basically, and this is the thing I always say, I feel like I had been had, like, mm-hmm. I felt like they sold me like a half of a game.
Yeah.
And like, I played it, I got it, I started like leveling up my character, the levels were cool, the gameplay was cool, and I'm like, this is a cool game, I like this. And then it basically just ended.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck was that? And then it's like, well, you can go back and do these. And I'm like, it's the same level again and again. Yeah. And I'm like, you sold me half a game for a fucking full price.
Yeah, exactly.
For the same price that you charged me for this fucking game, I got GTA 5 and had like 100 hours of enjoyment out of.
Yeah. Even though I'd already played it before, I played it again and enjoyed it.
I bought as it much. Twice and yes. Played the same game again. And that was still amazing.
Yeah, that was the better spending. Actually, I don't know if I finished it the second time.
I did.
I can't remember if literally, I did. I think I got pretty close and then something came up and I just ended up putting it down. I should go back and play that.
I bought GTA 5 a second time.
Me too.
I played through it again, and that was still far superior to buying Destiny once. Far superior.
So
I would. You know what? No. I'll say, I'll throw this out there right now. I would do it again. I would do it again. I would buy GTA 5 again. I would pay another $60 and play through it again, and I would still be happier than I was with the results of Destiny.
And you're not even including the online stuff.
No, and that's free. And the online stuff for GTA is free. No, like literally at that point.
Well, you have to buy the game to play it, I mean, but
well, no, I know, but it comes with the price of the game.
Right.
But the game is worth $60.
Yeah. Well, some would argue that the online stuff to Destiny also comes free, because that's all it is. But, but like, yeah, like, there's all these expansion packs that are supposed to tell you more of the story, and it's like, the Return of the King or something like that? Like, something of the King.
The Taken King.
The Taken King.
It was like half and half. Yeah.
I have a very particular set of skills. I will find the king.
Yeah.
The fucking, but like, I'm like, what king? What king are we fucking talking about here? I don't even know.
I have no idea. I have no clue.
Let me tell you the story of Destiny in as much as detail as I can. A long time ago, orb comes down, okay? Covers Earth, stuff happens, you wake up, and the dwarf guy from Game of Thrones is talking through a computer to you, okay?
Yeah.
Then you do all this stuff, then you go to, like, the one last human city or whatever, and people are like, yeah, you gotta go there, and there's these bad forces happening, and bad stuff is happening, and you have to go fight it off. So you go all these different planets, Mars, and all these other places, fight all these hordes of things. There's hordes, and then there's like jack-o'-lanterns and fucking Cardassians and whatever. And you fight all these things, and then like you talk to this one guy that's really creepy. That's kind of, I think maybe a robot, and he is the he's like the watcher of the giant sphere, and it's just like, you've done well, but the battle's far from over. And then credits.
Yeah.
Did I miss anything major in that?
No. No, because you know what? You glossed over the story just like the game did.
Yeah.
Like, I literally, like, I remember when you, when I told you the gameplay was good, we were playing online, blah, 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 and that was all true. And I remember you were about to buy it, and you said, what's the story about? Or you might have actually just bought it, and you were like, you know, I'm a little ways in, but I have no idea what's going on. And I was like, you know something? I don't either.
Yeah, and then
I was like, I'm close to the end, and I have no clue what is going on.
Yeah.
It sucks. I was pissed. But
here's a quick synopsis from Wikipedia on that. Players take on the role of a guardian, defenders of the Earth, of Earth's last safe city, as they wield a power called Light. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah,
to protect the city from different alien races. The guardians are tasked with reviving a celestial being called the Traveler. The Traveler. I think that's what's in the orb or
that's
something.
The big ball. Yeah,
the big. Oh, check it's out the like big fucking, ball on that like, guy.
It's like Epcot.
While journeying to different planets to investigate and destroy the alien threats before humanity is completely wiped out. Since launch, Bungie has released 3 expansion packs, furthering the story and adding new content, The Dark Below, House of Wolves, and The Taken King.
Oh, you mean they released other parts of the game?
Yes, yes.
Rather than just how they released a half-finished game. Fucking cunts.
Let's see. I just want to see if I wonder, like, how much is it if I was just all of a sudden to one day be like, I want to fucking find out what's going on Destiny.
If you spent the money for those expansions?
Yeah.
Not to mention the other shit that you could have bought. I'm sure there's a bunch of other crap you can buy, like one-off missions or like, oh yeah, get the fucking suit that's, you know, it jerks you off while you're walking around, even though you can't feel it because it's a video game. And that's probably like another $5.
Oh, so actually, I can get for $47.75 on Amazon, I can get the Taken King Legendary Edition, which includes Destiny, the Expansion 1, Expansion 2, and the Taken King.
Oh, wow.
Do you want to know what the story of the Taken King is?
Yeah, sure. I bet it'll only take you about 10 seconds.
Yeah, so does the rest of us, so that's not really going to happen today.
Oh, there's no story?
I doubt it.
I'm sure there isn't. I mean, it's just, I've been asked by mutual friends of ours why I don't play it anymore. And I want to be like, why? No, I'm like, the better question is, why are you still playing it?
Yeah.
Like, okay, like, listen. I'm a typical American male. I like just shooting shit and blowing stuff up as much as the next guy, okay? Like, I understand that. But at the end of the day, I need a little bit of substance. Like, I'm not a complete moron. Like, I need, like, give me a little bit of story. Give me a little bit of character development. Like,
just give me something.
I can't just shoot shit all the time. Like, I don't know. And that's the thing. It's we were just talking about how we don't have that much time to play video games anymore. Yeah. Right? And I'm not, you know, I'm not pretending like I'm wicked important, like I'm the fucking CEO of a company or something. But the fact of the matter is that I have a job. I commute. I got other things going on in my life. Like, there's not as much time that I can devote to video games as I used to be able to.
And, like, you got a job. You got a important job?
Let's say good job. I have a good job.
Yeah, good job.
I wouldn't even say it's important, but it's a decent job.
You got a job. You got things you do. You got other things that you do outside of that job. And you don't devote your free time to video games.
As much as I'd like to, because I love video games.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I'm debating about whether buying a game, because I got a fucking backlog of games that I want to play, too, that I still never play. There's, like, probably 3 or 4 just sitting on my shelf that people gave me as gifts or whatever, because they were like, what do you want? I was like, I don't know. Just get me a game or something. And they got them for me, and then I never fucking played them.
Right.
Still haven't. I got, I think, like, a year ago. No, actually, I don't think it came out a year ago. Maybe it was for my birthday, actually, so we're only talking a few months. That fucking Batman Arkham Knight, which I was all hyped to play, still haven't played it.
Yeah, I bought the Witcher. I haven't touched. Well, no, that's not true. I have touched it, but I've only gotten like a few hours into it.
Holy and it's, shit!
It's a huge game.
I still have. You know what? I fuck Fallout 4 because there's no online component to Fallout 4, right? It's just a single player.
Not that game. I know of. No.
I still fucking have New Vegas that I never played somewhere in my house. I think I started to play it, and I played it for probably like 3 hours one day, and then that's it.
Right.
So I still fucking have that somewhere. You have things to do, and video games are not your main pastime.
Well, it's video games are not my main pastime, but in addition to that, the limited time that I do have that I can devote to video games, I need to be selective about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, mm-hmm. It's, you know, if there are, you know, in a week, if I can devote 8 to 10 hours of that entire week, you know, and that's, say, a significant amount of that is on a Saturday or something, and then maybe an hour here or there throughout the week. If I can devote 8 hours a week to video games, I want to make sure that it's a game I give a shit about and probably has a good story and is worthwhile.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not just going to play Destiny.
That's why I'm skeptical about getting Battlefield or Battlefront. That's my skepticism to it.
Right. Well, here's the thing about it is that with Battlefront, it's something that I can jump in and play on a whim. It's like jump in, okay, play a battle, play two for an hour or so, and be like, okay, that's it. I got to go out. I got to go do something. Whereas something like Fallout is like you get in there. Like, you don't really start up a game like Fallout unless
unless you have a day off from work.
I have, like, 3 hours to spare.
Yeah, you have to be off from work that day in order. Like, it has to be a weekend or something for you to start that game.
Like, it's the equivalent of, like, sitting down and being like, okay, I'm going to watch Godfather 2.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew exactly what you were going to say, yes.
That is Fallout or Skyrim.
Yeah, or Assassin's Creed, even.
Whereas something like, you know, Battlefront is going to be more like, you know, okay, I'm going to watch an episode of Seinfeld, or I'm going to watch, you know, or at most, I'm going to watch like an hour long TV episode of something.
Yeah, I'm going to watch an episode of The X-Files.
I was going to say Columbo, but yeah.
Columbo works too.
But that's why feel like I can get away with that. I feel like I can get away with devoting a little time to Battlefront.
Yeah, but I just don't want to spend the $60 on it right now. So, I mean, you know what? That might be like a Christmas gift or a Christmas or like something I get at Christmas. Because by that point, then maybe like we'll see if it actually stands up. If you're still playing it, then maybe I'll hop on at Christmas.
Okay.
But we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
But I just, I can't, you know, $60 for something I'm going to play maybe once in a while. I'd rather, you know, I'm at the point also, I'm thinking about, because I played the demo of it, of going back and replaying the Uncharted series. And you never played it.
No, because
it was on PS3, and you had an Xbox.
Right, I played a little bit, just a very little bit of the first one, because believe it or not, my father had it, because he had a PS3.
Joe? Okay, that's weird.
Yeah, Joe has a PS3. He mainly uses it as his Blu-ray player.
Why? Well, just imagine Joe yelling to your mom, I bet Robin Yerick would have a PS3 if if he was still alive.
He played Uncharted and he played the show.
Okay. So, okay. The first one was pretty good, and then it got better as it went on.
That's what I heard, yeah.
But they re-released the whole collection for the PS4 with better graphics and everything, and they did a little demo of it, and I played it, and I was like, man, this was a fun game to play. And it had a good story, which, if you don't know that word, you're probably playing Destiny. But...
yeah. It's the same developer as The Last of Us, correct?
Yeah.
Naughty Dog?
Yeah.
Yeah. And The Last of Us is one of the best games I've ever played.
And they're doing the fourth and final installment coming up next year. And I was like, I kind of just want to replay them all. And I had been thinking about it before, and then they did the collection. I was like, I don't know. Maybe I should up and buy it. I'll probably wait till it's like on like an Amazon Black Friday sale or some shit like that, where I can get it for like $30 instead of $60. But I was thinking, I don't know. I might have to check that out.
Yeah, and that's kind of on my short list of things I want to get too. Really, it's Battlefront, it's Fallout, and it's that really.
Yeah.
There's just not that many games I can devote much time to.
Yeah.
There's supposed to be a lot of good like sci-fi games coming out, like No Man's Sky, stuff like that. I'm curious to see how they pan out.
Yeah, I know a little bit about No Man's Sky, but really almost nothing besides people are like, oh my god, No Man's Sky is coming out soon. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck that is, but okay.
It's something that I want to keep on my radar because mm-hmm. it sounds cool, but yeah.
Are you still in on Assassin's Creed, or do you drop out?
Yeah, I kind of bailed. I loved the second one. I played the one after it was Brotherhood. I didn't even finish it. Three, which was the Revolutionary War one.
Okay.
And I played a little bit about Black Flag.
Did you play Revelation? Sorry, I was looking up the list while you were. So you played Brotherhood. You played Revelations.
No. Actually, I did not play... Revelations was right after Brotherhood, correct?
Yeah.
I actually did not play that. I heard it was very similar to Brotherhood.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think... Yeah, that was the one. It was the last of the Ezio ones. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was in Constantinople. I heard that was... I heard it was good. I heard it was kind of just more of the same of Brotherhood. But, like, it was good. I would say 2 and Brotherhood I really liked, but after that I don't know. The 3 kind of killed me.
You didn't like 3?
I didn't.
See, I really liked 3.
Did you?
3 kind of rejuvenated me a little bit.
Oh, 3. I didn't care for it. I really wanted to love that like Revolutionary War setting. It was in Boston. It was like just I really wanted to like it, and maybe I went into it with expectations too high. You know, maybe I set myself up to be disappointed. Mm. But I didn't care at all about the characters. Like the kid that you play as, the Indian kid.
Yeah,
I didn't give a shit about him.
Well, you don't give a shit about the kid, but you care about him later.
Like, what do you mean?
Like once he becomes an adult.
No. I mean, I play you know, like to the point where you play as him.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. I mean, I got there.
Yeah.
And I played as no. I didn't care about his story.
Okay.
Like wow. the only cool thing I really felt like I did as him was the role in the Boston Massacre. Like that was kind of cool how they involved him in it, but mm-hmm. other than that, I didn't I really didn't care. Nothing. I didn't feel like anything I was doing was really important or impactful in the world. I don't know. I just it didn't do it for me. And well, maybe it was just maybe my expectations were just too high. You know, they might have been unrealistic.
I don't know. I'm still on board with it. I still haven't played Unity. That's another one that I have sitting around. But I'm still in on it.
Yeah. Syndicate looks good. I don't think that I have the time or commitment to get it. You know, if I had a ton of time to play games or whatever, and you know, I'd probably grab it. I mean, it looks good. I don't, you know, I've heard decent things about it, but I just, like we said, I just
don't have
time. It's just not on my list.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. So let's see. We talked about games and everything. I'm trying to think where we can fucking go from here.
This has been your video game minute.
Well, yeah. That's fine. We've talked about video games every once in a while before.
That's good.
Call of Duty Black Ops 3, I'm out on.
Oh, God. I've been out of Call of Duty for a while. You know what the last Call of Duty game I bought was?
I don't know. Tell me.
Modern Warfare 2.
Okay.
That was the last one I bought for fucking 360.
I think I got 3. I think that was the last. I think I finished out the series.
Yeah. No. And you know what? The part of me wanted to grab that one. I never did. Partially because it was not done by Infinity Ward. But other than that, I just, especially after that, that was the last one that even kind of enticed me. Advanced Warfare, don't give a shit. Black Ops, don't give a shit. Ghosts, didn't give a shit. Like, I could not care less about any of these other games.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I've read reviews of them. Everyone says, they're okay. Like, no one's. I haven't heard of one since Modern Warfare 2 that's been like, it's phenomenal.
Yeah, it's just, it's your basic first-person shooter.
Right. And I mean, I like first-person shooters, but I just, I mean, for me to pay $60 for it, I mean, it's got to be good. Like, the Modern Warfares were both awesome. They were game-changing. Not to, you know, sound like I'm making too much of a pun there, but like they were huge for the genre and huge for video games. Like the Modern Warfare games really like stepped up first person shooters to the next level. And I played the shit out of those games. Everyone did, both single player and multiplayer. But the ones since then, I just feel like fucking retreads.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have no intention of buying another one until I hear that it's great.
Until something comes along and they're like, this is the most amazing game ever. And right. You hear that from a lot of people and not just one guy. But yeah. I don't know. There are a couple that I'll still stick with, but at this point, I'll still stick with Assassin's Creed, but... Yeah, I don't know. It's, I hate to sound hipster, but it's becoming very, like the same way that the movie studios did. Where, like, they're just playing to the audience too much.
Oh, absolutely. With the, every game series now is, every game is a series, basically. Like we say, like every, you know, all the movies now, every movie has a fucking sequel now. It's crazy. There's no need for that. But
even like the newer games that aren't a series are just playing to that are trying to start out are just a rehash of everything and are very much playing to the what the audience wants.
Oh, yeah.
And not trying to do anything new or creative. Like, What was it, Black Ops or Call of Duty? Whatever it was, like the one Call of Duty game was just like, oh, and now we have Kevin Spacey. All right.
Yeah. Was that, it was Advanced Warfare, I think. I think it was. Yeah, I think it was Call of Duty Advanced Warfare.
I think so, yeah. And, like, some of them try to introduce new stuff, and, like, even the series try to introduce new stuff, and... But sometimes they just get stuck, like Call of Duty, and it's just the same thing fucking over and over again.
Well, it's Activision, man. It's Activision is the worst fucking company. All they do, everything they do is, it's either just sequels to a tired series, or it's a new game that is basically just a retread of something you've already played.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, dude, like Call of Duty is a perfect example. There is a new Call of Duty game every fucking year.
Yeah.
I mean, they're driving it into the ground the same way. I mean, they did the same thing with fucking Tony Hawk. They did the same thing with Guitar Hero. That's what they do. They find those games. They find that audience that just fucking goes apeshit over it. And then they just milk it dry for everything it's fucking worth, just by really game after game after game, and they'll keep doing it until people get sick of it.
Yeah,
and that's it. That's exactly what they're doing with Call of Duty, and I can't. It's not like I'm not trying to like sound like I'm taking some fucking moral stand, but I just like you know the quality's not there. If it was, then fuck it, I'll buy it. If the game was still as good as it was, you know, 8 years ago, fuck it, I'll buy it. But like, I'm not going to just buy it just because you're releasing it.
Mm-hmm.
The only games that should come out that often are sports games, and even then, I mean, I just buy one a fucking generation.
Yeah,
like I own. So far from my PS4, I own one baseball game and one basketball game. That will probably be it for the entire life of the time I own this system.
Yeah.
You know? But I understand if you haven't yet, you buy the current year's one.
Yeah. But there's not enough upgrades. The last original game that I probably played, original-ish game that I played, was The Order 1886.
Oh, you did play that?
Yeah. Because
what did you think of it?
I thought it was really good. I wish it was a little more open world.
Yeah.
But the graphics of it were amazing.
Oh, it looked like, very good.
It's a beautiful game. It the controls are good. It's not as open world as I would have liked, and there's not quite enough of it for me. I wish there was a little bit more to it, but the story is fantastic to it, too.
Yeah.
And it builds a world, so I'm really hoping at some point there's a sequel to it, just because I want to explore the world that they set up a little bit more and everything. But yeah, it's rough. It's rough out there if you wanna play games and you wanna try something original and different. And you only have so much time, so you gotta pick and choose, but you never really know where to go.
Yeah.
I mean there's some good stuff out there and everything, and Fallout 4 is probably gonna be good. Although people are complaining about the graphics, I guess.
I mean, people do that with Bethesda games a lot. You know, they'll be like, oh, it doesn't look that great. And it's like, they never look as good as, like, the top graphic games of the generation. Like,
yeah. But the gameplay is fucking phenomenal every time.
Right, dude. Fallout, fucking, all the Elder Scroll games, Skyrim, and all, like, Oblivion, all those fucking games. Like, dude, they never look quite as good as the best graphic games, but they're so full of shit. Like, there's so much for you to do. The gameplay is so phenomenal that you got just let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there were times even when I remember playing Skyrim that it actually, like, you like stop for a second, like, because you're walking, because that's all you did in that game was just walk. But like, I remember there were times where I'd be like, oh man, like, this actually looks like phenomenal.
Yeah, it looked like, good. It didn't look as good as some of the other ones, but it looked great.
Right. So I mean, you gotta take into account what you're getting.
Yeah.
A Bethesda game like that, you buy fucking Skyrim. Like, here's the thing: you and I paid $60 each for Destiny.
Why would you bring that up now?
I know. And then we paid $60 for Skyrim.
Yeah.
How much more of your money's worth did you get out of Skyrim than you got out of fucking Destiny?
So much. I still haven't finished Skyrim.
No one finishes Skyrim. That's Here's the thing. There's so much to do.
Here's the thing. I got Skyrim and was playing it when I was the second time I was unemployed. And that was when I was, like, in my depression period, and I would just sit in front of the TV and play Skyrim, basically. And I did this for, like, probably, like, a month.
Yeah.
Like, whenever she was my wife then, but my wife wasn't home, I would spend, like, 8 hours a day, at least 5 days a week, playing Skyrim. Somewhere between 6 and 8 hours a day, playing Skyrim. For, like, 2 months. So, real quick here, what is that? Say 7 hours a day times 5 times a week times, we'll say 2.5 months maybe. So, 10. So I played Skyrim for like 350 hours. Still haven't fucking finished the game.
Yeah, and that's just in that specific period of time. I mean, it's, yeah, that's crazy.
I've played it since, and I was playing it a little bit beforehand too, but like, that was the huge chunk of time that I spent on it. Still didn't fucking finish it. So, huge return on that game. Destiny probably took me, what, maybe 20 hours?
Oh, yeah, if. And that's probably because you played a couple levels multiple times.
Oh, yeah. Because you and I would sit in the one raid and jerk each other off.
Right. But, no, like, seriously, people are stupid. They complain about the graphics of that game. It's like the money, the value that you get out of a game like that, it's huge.
There's a reason. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was just gonna say any Bethesda game, any Rockstar game, I mean, you're getting literally hundreds of hours of gameplay out of the same price that you paid some other company to play for like 10 hours.
There's a reason I did not get Elder Scrolls Online, because I don't have time to dedicate to that.
Yeah.
Like, I literally don't have the time to play that game. I don't think anybody does, unless you don't have a life.
Right. No, you're right. I was going to say, you say, like, you hadn't finished Skyrim, and what I was going to say, no one finishes Skyrim unless you are, like, the biggest loser imaginable. Like, no one has time to do that. I mean, I don't know anyone that's done everything in Skyrim, because I don't know that there's like an end to it. You can beat the main story, but to actually do every all the side quests and stuff in that, forget it.
I kind of want to try and at least finish the main story, but
I mean, even that is stupid long. Never mind the hundreds of other quests that you have to do.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, you're not even not only do you not have time to do the quests, but to even find them, to even, like, come across the people and talk to the individual people that give you the quests. It's like, how would you even know? Like, you would never even know if you did everything.
Exactly.
It's absurd. But
there was one thing I just wanted to touch on with you.
Yeah.
While it's topical. Real quick. Jeb Bush. Hang on. It gets more specific. I don't just want you to rant on Jeb Bush.
Okay.
Jeb Bush said that he would, in fact, go back in time to kill baby Hitler. And his quotes were, "Hell yeah, I would. You gotta step up, man."
Wait, this is like, wait. Who is he talking to? Like, how did this come about?
I believe he was talking to the Huffington Post. The article that I read was from Time.
Okay. All right. Well, let's. All right. Let's hear this.
Let me go to the actual Huffington Post article. Hey. Have you ever wondered whether if they don't say hey, but it seemed better. Have you ever wondered whether if given the opportunity, Jeb Bush would go back in time to kill Adolf Hitler in his crib? Well, wonder no more. Hell yeah, I would, the former Florida governor told HuffPost. You gotta step up, man. The question initially arose when the New York Times Magazine polled its readers last month and found that a plurality of its respondents... Plurality?
Yeah. I'm not exactly sure of the meaning. It's not a majority, but I think it's a... Continue. I'll look up the definition of plurality.
I said they would, in fact, kill Hitler as a baby. Bush was then asked the question directly via the email address that he distributes widely to public audiences, jeb@jeb.org.
Jeb at Jeb.org?
Yeah.
Nonprofit.
But he did not answer the inquiry until asked on camera by HuffPost while riding on his campaign bus in New Hampshire. Bush did acknowledge that murdering the future German dictator before he had the chance to ignite World War II would be an act that could set in motion unknown consequences. But the 2016 Republican presidential candidate remained empathetic that he would, emphatic, I didn't read the whole word, remained emphatic that he would, in fact, kill Hitler, even if the future leader of the Third Reich were an especially cute baby. It could have a dangerous effect on everything else, but I do it. I mean, Hitler, Bush said with a shrug. That's the whole thing.
Wow.
I mean, Hitler, right?
I mean, am I right? Like, I wish he said that at the end. Come on. Am I right?
It'd be funny if he was then like, this guy knows what I'm talking about. And it was just like the most Hasidic Jew possible the bus.
Just a side note here, plurality. And this is kind of what I thought it was. It's number of votes cast for a candidate. It can be anything like a poll or something like that, who receives more than any other, but does not receive an absolute majority. So I'm assuming that in the poll that they were asking, like, what would you do? There was, you know, say there were five options.
Yeah.
That was kill the baby Hitler was the one that received the highest percentage, but was not like over 50%.
Okay.
I think that's what they mean by that.
I don't know. Would you go back and kill baby Hitler?
Yeah, I would.
Really?
Yeah, you wouldn't?
See, here's the thing. I'm thinking two things. One part of me is thinking, if I kill baby Hitler, how do I know that a worse Hitler won't arise at some point?
You don't.
How do I know that that's not going to... And then I have to go back and kill that guy, and then I have to... And then it just sets off a whole chain of events, you know?
Yeah.
So that's my number one worry. My number two worry is, why don't I just do what Back to the Future should have done and just raise the kid differently? Like, if they're just like, you gotta go back in time, baby Hitler's gonna kill a lot of people. And just be like, alright, well, I'm just gonna take baby Hitler and just, I don't have to kill him, but like, I'm just gonna like raise them differently. Is that cool?
So you're going to stay in 1800s Germany and
no, maybe I take him back to the present day.
You're gonna take him with you back and raise Hitler as
yeah, or a maybe kid. Like I transplant him to a different like family or something.
I feel like you're overthinking it a little bit.
What do you mean?
I feel like I feel like we're I'm not sure that that's a realistic option.
Okay. So what you're saying is if they're just like we're going to time travel you to Hitler's crib.
Yeah.
And
you have
like,
a choice. You let him live because he's a child and you don't want to kill a child, or you kill him. You're coming back in 5 minutes by yourself either way.
Oh, I have 5 minutes?
I'm just saying, like, you go. They're sending you there. You got 5 minutes to do whatever you're going to do. You can either leave him or you kill him.
Okay.
Before you come back to present day, what do you do?
Oh, see, I don't know. I think I would kill him. But I am leaning towards the fact that how do I know that the ramifications aren't going to be worse?
Yeah, but how do you live with yourself knowing you could have stopped it?
The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few.
Exactly. I mean, yeah, all right. Like you're saying, oh, right, something worse could happen. Yeah, of course something worse could happen, but you don't know that. You know
yes.
What's going to happen with Hitler.
Yes.
So I think you have to.
I think I might have to also.
Yeah, that's almost. I mean, could something worse happen? Of course, but like.
But now, if I have the option, and I can just like take him over to America, maybe I try that. You know, drop him off outside a firehouse or something.
if there were if your options, I guess were. A lot broader as to what you could do with them. Yeah, I guess you don't have to kill the baby.
It seems like if I can get him out of World War I and into an area where his art might be appreciated, he might not be the Adolf Hitler that we have all known. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. I would say I would think about trying that. And I just take the Back to the Future approach of rather than trying to fix it like the day that it happens, why not just be like, hey, your son becomes an asshole and be like, all right, well, you know, I'll work on that.
Yeah.
Also, if his parents are home and I have the option to leave the leave the bedroom or the nursery and I can just kill his parents, then he goes somewhere else. Maybe I try that, too. I don't know.
Would kill the parents?
Yeah.
See, I wonder what, and here's the thing, and it's something we'll never know, is what truly made him a monster. And this is something that we don't even have to really get into now, but that would, you know, if we knew, could kind of affect your decision.
Yes, yes, if we had an idea. And I have a very simple answer for that.
You don't know.
No, well, it's slightly more complicated than that. No, I honestly think it was a combination of things.
I'm sure it was.
It was a combination of his failure as an artist, him being in war, probably how he was raised, the things that he saw, being in the atmosphere of Germany after World War I, and then the escalating power that he was given throughout.
Oh,
and just as
power,
it kept
corrupts,
building,
absolutely.
He was just like, oh, shit. So.
Yeah. Well, yeah, definitely. Him being in World War I was a huge thing. Him being a soldier.
Yeah.
That definitely fucked him up.
Yeah. There were a lot of things.
That's not to say he wasn't already fucked up. I mean, I think he had a predisposition to being a little crazy.
Yeah. And I imagine that. So I imagine it was that. And then it was a combination of how he was raised and things of that nature. So,
yeah. But, all right. You know what? If we're talking like a cut and dry situation. You go back, you got two options, kill him or don't.
Mm-hmm.
I say you got to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
You have two options, Keith.
Yeah. The only downside is if things are worse, then you have to go back in time again and wait for yourself to show up, and then you have to kill yourself.
Maybe. Or yeah, but maybe you could figure something else out.
Like, what if you... Okay, throwing this out there. What if you go back in time, you kill baby Hitler, you go back to the present, and you realize... And, like, as soon as you land, it is, like, Fallout City. Or Fallout Planet. Like, the Earth is, like, completely apocalypse.
Yeah.
What are your options then? Do you go back in time and try to stop yourself from killing... Do you have to kill yourself from killing baby Hitler? Because I think if, like, you come back to the future, the Earth is a wasteland, then you're like, oh, shit, somewhere I fucked up.
Right.
So you would have to go back again and try to write it, right? Assuming that time travel technology still existed.
Yeah. I mean, you'd have to.
And you'd have to try and, like, talk yourself out of it.
Or I mean, if there was any way to figure out what exactly happened. I mean, like, why did it get to that point? I mean, yes, would Hitler being alive, having done what he did, be better than the world being destroyed? Then, yeah, I mean, obviously. But I don't know. It's like the whole thing when you talk about, like, going back in time and you change anything. Mm-hmm. Like, any little thing that you change could result in a domino effect. So it's like, I don't know. It's like almost anything that you do when you go back in the past, could result in some sort of catastrophic ending.
This would make a great, like series for, like, Amazon Prime or something like that, where, like, it's a guy that goes back in time, kills Hitler, then comes back and realizes, like, things are worse. So he keeps trying to figure out, like, where things went wrong, and then going back to that moment and trying to fix it, and he keeps tweaking and tweaking and tweaking, and then the final episode of the first season is, like, him traveling all the way back to, like, just before he went back and killed baby Hitler, and then, like, it's a cliffhanger. So you're like, well, what is he going to do when he sees himself? And then you got to watch the second season.
So it's kind of like a modern-day Quantum Leap.
So it's kind of like a combination Quantum Leap, Sliders, Americans, and something else.
Yeah. I think we should pitch it.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's just send them this episode. We'll cut out all the video game shit, but then we'll just send them that.
We're going to send it to them like, what the fuck are they talking about in video games?
What the fuck is going on? Hey, guys, I actually listened to, the whole thing. These guys might be onto something here. Shut up, Barry.
Did you say Gus?
Did I say what?
No, I think Gus. Was that the name?
No, I said, no, he said, hey, guys.
Oh, I think he said Gus. No. I was like, oh, that's an awesome name.
He was like, hey, guys. And then they just go, shut up, Barry.
Yeah, fuck you, Barry. I mean, you can,
yeah, just fuck you, Barry.
We're talking to Gus.
Shut the fuck up. Gus here has been here 3 days. He has better ideas than you. No, I'm serious, though. They have a really good idea for a show. It's about shut up, Barry. Go get Gus coffee.
3 days ago, Gary was getting Gus. I mean, no, Barry. Barry was getting Gus coffee. Now the tables have turned.
Barry. And Barry's got to be an old man.
Yeah.
Like, he's like Jack Lemmon and Glengarry Glen Ross.
Yes,
like,
he's like very pathetic.
End of the ropes kind of thing. He's like, no, I think we might have something there. And then they just don't believe him.
Yep.
And then Gus is obviously like Zac Efron.
He should be played by Zac Efron.
Zac Efron in anything. And then... yeah, and then just magic ensues.
Movie magic.
Damn, we should pitch both ideas.
It'd be awesome.
The show where Gus and Barry are always fighting, and then the show where you have to constantly go back in time to try and figure out a way to kill Hitler but still save mankind.
It's not bad.
It's, yeah, that's decent. Deece.
Deece. It's Deece.
It's Deece. Okay.
Like the Biebs is dick.
Yeah, yeah. It's Deece.
Do you want to...
Oh, we should actually close out. Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's it for But You're Wrong. I'm Keith Bordella.
I'm Greg DiNicola.
Remember, everyone, no regrets, and I'm going to go call an Oobs and call it a night. Thank you for listening to the But You're Wrong podcast. If you like what you hear, check us out on Twitter at BYW Podcast. You can also check us on Facebook at facebook.com/ButYou'reWrong. And if you have any grievances to air, be sure to email them to bywpodcast@gmail.com.